And from that, it's up to you and I to be good stewards of that soul, because ultimately, at the very end, we want to hear our Creator say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." And I want to be found a faithful servant. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's good to see each and every one of you in the house of the Lord today. God bless you. If you're a guest, this is your first time, we want to welcome you. And we're going to have a little Bible study here for a few minutes, and then we'll break away and come back at 1 o'clock and have a great time then. But in the meantime, if we can, let's open up our Bibles if you brought one. If not, well, we'll just read along on the screen. That's fine. Amen. Pastor and some of his team are downstairs teaching First Steps classes, so that's where he is at the moment. And Psalms chapter 13 and verse 1 says this: "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" Let me read that again. "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" And then Psalms 69 and verse 3 says, "I am weary of my crying, and my throat is dried, and mine eyes fail while I wait for my God." You know, during your times of prayers, especially those prayers that you've been offering up for quite some time, have you ever felt like this? "God, where are you? And my throat's a little dry from praying and trying to get your attention." I've felt that way before. And I've had these types of questions, and I'm sure that you have too. And let me just reassure you, though, that God has not forgot you. He knows your name. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through. And trust me, at the conclusion of this little Bible study, he's hearing your prayers. And let me just read one more scripture just to encourage you to do something, even when the answers to your prayers may seem absent. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, pray without ceasing. God bless you. You may be seated. The title for this little Bible study today is "The Absence of Answered Prayers." You know, we live in a society today that says, "I must have it now." Amen? And I guess I fit into that because here a while back I had downloaded on my iPhone this McDonald's app, and If they're on Facebook Live, any representation from McDonald's, I expect a plug from this. And my name's Brent Medling. Just contact me here at Harvest, and I'll give you my banking account so you can start sending me some money. But anyway, I downloaded this McDonald's app because we must have it now, right? So what's cool about this app, Brother Long, is I can sit at my desk in there, and I can get on my little phone, and man, they got some good deals, I'm telling you. If you don't have it, I encourage you to get it. McDonald's, make sure you're paying attention here. But it's pretty cool because I can sit there at my desk, Brother Truber, or Brother Dent, I'm sorry, and my eyes aren't that good. I'm sorry, I know who you are. And but I can sit there at my desk, and I can place my little order, and one of these favorite items off of this app, I love it when it shows up. It's like you can get any sandwich for $1. And so, man, I'll scroll through there, and I got to find that double or that triple quarter pounder with cheese. And when I find it, it'll let you customize that sandwich, what kind of cheese you want on it, what you don't want on it. And I can hit that little button, and I can hit pay now, and as if the drive-thru wasn't fast enough. But I can hit that. And it doesn't matter if I get detained or something in here. They won't fix that double quarter pounder of cheese without pickles until I get about 25 feet from that McDonald's facility just up the street here. And what's weird about it is as soon as I pull up in their driveway, Sean, it says, ooh, we see you're here. And it automatically starts cooking my double quarter pounder of cheese without pickles. Again, as if that drive-thru wasn't fast enough. As soon as my car hits that little line, wherever that is, it starts cooking. And I like that. And they got all kinds of good stuff on her. But I want it now. I don't want to wait through the drive-thru. Sister Honor, that's probably why you don't see me at the drive-thru very much anymore, because I've pre-ordered it, and I can just go over here to this other little parking lot, and they can bring it out to me just like that. I don't have to speak to anybody. That's the whole point. I do not have to look at anybody. I don't have to fuss with them. And, well, enough said. Anyway, but that's just the kind of society that we live in, is I want it now. The phrase neither, Brother Dent, you'll appreciate this. The phrase, neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night, stays these couriers from swift completion of their appointed rounds. This phrase can be found in block letters on the James Farley Post Office in New York City. Sometimes that mail can run late or be delayed, but for the most part, you will receive your mail. And I've never understood that how quickly, especially from those that you owe money to, can come through a stormy time or icy roads conditions. Those letters always seem to show up just right on schedule. It's like, couldn't you just delay that just a little bit? But nevertheless, no rain, snow, or ice or whatever, those bills will show up. And but that's their motto. It's their intentions to get you your mail. And you know, there are times when we feel like God has given us a specific direction or promises, and we begin to pray for His Word to come forth and for His Word to confirm everything that we feel He promised to us. And then, you know, oftentimes during our times of prayer, it seems like we should have had an answer by now and nothing has come to fruition. And again, there may be times that we wonder if God has even heard our prayers. However, again, let me share some scripture reference to you about if your prayers will be heard or not. And I'm going to be pulling these verses out of Daniel chapter 9, just as for a principle of the matter. You can go study all of this that you want to. That can be your homework assignment when this lesson's done, about what he's actually praying about and for and all of this. But I just want to kind of pull from this as a principle for today's lesson. But in Daniel chapter 9, again, it's basically a prayer offered by Daniel. And in verse 17, Daniel requested that God would hear the prayer of his servant and his supplications. Verse 18, Daniel says, O God, incline thine ear and hear, and open thine eyes. And then in verse 19, Daniel says, O Lord, hear, O Lord, and hearken and do. And then in verse 20, Daniel was speaking and praying and confessing sin. And in verse 21, Daniel said, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, was caused to fly swiftly from heaven to deliver a word to him. And in verse 22 and 23, the angel of the Lord informed Daniel that he had a word of skill and understanding. And again, in verse 24, Gabriel had told Daniel, again, and I'm paraphrasing here, Daniel, you may think that your prayers have not reached heaven, but let me encourage you. From the very beginning of your prayer and your supplication, God heard your prayer, and he has sent me with the commandment and the answer to your prayers, and I am sent here to let you know that you are greatly loved, and here is what thus saith the Lord. Again, I want to encourage someone here today, and you may think that your prayers are not reaching the ear of the Lord, but I promise you, God hears your prayers. In fact, Isaiah 59:1 says this, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, and neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. It doesn't matter from a tiny whisper to a loud plea, that when you pray, just know this, that God hears your prayers. the answer, the commandment of your Lord, of the Lord, has been dispatched regarding your answers. And again, I would venture to say that some of you have prayed prayers, and God has caused His messenger to fly swiftly and for you to receive your answer immediately. However, there may be times when you are like Daniel in chapter 10, and God has promised some things, and you know this thing is true, but the appointed time may be long. And so from previous understanding from the angel of the Lord, when he told Daniel that at the very beginning of your prayer and supplications, the answer, the commandment of the Lord has been sent and has caused the messenger of the Lord to fly swiftly, but for some reason, there is a delay and there's been an absence in your mind of an answered prayer. Again, I want you to listen to me today. The enemy is not after your money or your stuff per se. But however, the enemy, he wants your mind, and he wants your attitudes, he wants your heart, he wants your faith, he wants your hope, and he wants your peace. He wants to take all of that away from you. And understand again that you're not being attacked over tangible things in your life. The enemy is fighting you over things that you cannot see and cannot hear, especially an answered prayer from God. Because do you really think that the enemy of your soul is just going to allow your answered prayer of maybe of you're seeking wisdom and direction or peace for your mind or peace in your family or peace in your marriage or blessings financially, the answer for your future regarding God's will for your life? Do you think that the enemy is just going to let his hands be at rest and not try to prevent or try to delay that message to you? Again, he wants to do his best to prevent you from hearing from God. So the question comes up, so during this time of delay when we have no understanding or no knowledge of why we haven't received an answer to our prayer, what am I supposed to do and how am I to respond to this type of a delay? Well, Ephesians 6 and 18 says this, praying always with prayer or all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. So in other words, if you stop praying with diligence, if you decide to stop praying with faith and to stop trusting Jesus and to stop praying with expectation, and you simply decide to give up on prayer because your answer has been absent or delayed, in a sense, you are surrendering to the enemy and ceasing to fight for those answers that are rightfully yours. So again, understand something. When we feel like we have absent prayers from God, you still need to pray without ceasing. Amen? Pray without ceasing. When your prayers seem to be absent, ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you in this place today to continue to maintain your trust in God. Pray without ceasing. When it seems like your answered prayers have been delayed, maintain your worship before God and maintain your attitude of thanksgiving before God. Now, I'm trying to go in faith that God's going to help somebody today with this, and this is a simple Bible study, I understand it, but to those of you that's in this place today, understand something. Number one, God loves you. Number two, God knows where you're at and what you're going through. He has not forgot you. From the very moment you've uttered your prayers, your desires to Him, God heard it. It's just the problem that we don't see and hear or understand is those answers that's being dispatched to us immediately to cause His angels to fly swiftly to us. We have no clue of what's going on. And so we can find ourselves getting a little frustrated, amen? But I'm telling you, God's going to help somebody today. God laid this on my heart a couple months ago, and I didn't get a chance to teach it, and I tried to teach something else for today, but this just came back to me. And so I'm trusting that God is going to minister to somebody today. He wants to encourage you, pray without ceasing, your answer's on its way. Amen. And if you will believe that, you're going to see something change in the very near future, I promise you. God has not forgot you, and His ear is not too heavy that He's not heard your prayer. So we understand delay sometimes. Sometimes there's absence, but sometimes there's other things that can cause a delay, and we could use these for a good Bible study, but I don't have time to do that today, so you might want to listen fast and maybe write some of these down, but because, again, our focus today is the absence of answered prayers. But, again, here's some potential reasons that can cause a delay or experience an absence of an answered prayer. Number one, sin can cause a delay. Again, I should stop and teach this for a long time, but I don't have time. But I'm telling you, if you've got sin in your life and you've still not got those answers that you've been praying, then you would be better off to make sure that you pray the prayers, God, would you just search me? God, if there is sin in my life, if there's anything that's hidden in me, God, that I don't even know about, God, would you just search my heart? Would you search me? Cleanse me, purify me, keep my spirit right, give me a clean and pure heart. I hope that you pray that more than once in a day because we're all human. But sometimes, I'm just referring to sometimes things like this can cause a delay in your answered prayers. So if you've got sin in your life, I'm not here to judge you, to criticize you. I'm just telling you the truth. If you've got sin in your life, you need to get that cleaned up pretty quick. Because I believe that God could come at any moment. He could come before I finish this lesson. That's the faith that I have, because soon and very soon, he's coming back. And I want to make sure that I'm ready. I want to make sure that my heart is clean. Amen. But sin can cause a delay. Harboring unforgiveness towards another in your heart, and I really should spend some time here, but I don't have time. But let me just insert a few moments here. If somebody's in this place today and you're harboring a spirit of unforgiveness, how can you expect God to forgive you? I'm not telling you anything that's found on Google or anything like that. I'm referring to the Word of God. If you can't forgive your brother, then God's not going to forgive you. That's plain and simple. So that can cause a delay of you getting your answered prayer if you're harboring sin or even unforgiveness. Now, I know I'm probably stepping and digging a little bit too deep here for a morning manna, but I just really feel that I need to verbalize that to y'all. I'm not judging anybody or pointing fingers. This is just Bible study, amen? And again, I should spend a lot of time on these topics, but I don't have time. But sometimes a delay is because maybe somebody's give up due to a lack of faith and giving up due to your impatient because it's not happening due to your timing. Another absence or delay of an answered prayer could be that it's not God's timing. Sometimes, and here's the hard one. Sometimes no is the answer. Amen. And you just have to accept that as your answer. Another reason of spiritual or answered prayer delay is spiritual warfare. And here's where I want to continue the focus for the remainder of this simple lesson. But if you would just allow, again, your spirit to tap into the vein of the Holy Ghost, perhaps God could help someone here in the next few minutes. The answer to your prayers may not come as fast as you want them to come. And the answer to your prayers may not come at the time you want it to come. And you may have been praying for days, you may have been praying for years. And maybe you're like Daniel, maybe you have fasted. And maybe you have sacrificed, and perhaps you have interceded. You've interceded so much that your gut is just in pain because of all the intercessory prayer that you have offered up unto the Lord. And maybe you have fought with everything that's within you, and you have struggled, and maybe you've even suffered affliction. And perhaps your faith has begun to diminish. But Jesus also told Peter one time that, you know what, Peter, I'm going to pray for you that your faith would fail not. And I believe just like Jesus told Peter, the devil wants to sift you as wheat. But I'm here to encourage someone in this place today that God is praying for you and he doesn't want your faith to fail not. keep your faith and your trust and your confidence in him, because again, he has heard your prayers from the very moment you offered them up. Amen. And again, the enemy of your soul wants to rob you of your joy. And the enemy of your soul wants to destroy your hope. And again, he will send distractions and he will send afflictions and trials. But one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So even if afflictions come your way, understand something. The Lord will deliver you out of them all. But the enemy, he will try to send confusion your way. And again, he wants to mess with your mind. He wants to convince you that your prayers are worthless. Why should you even offer up this prayer? He just wants you to give up. Again, if I could just encourage some of you to take on an attitude or a spirit of Daniel, understand that your prayers, again, are heard in heaven, and that your prayers have reached the ear of God, and that you will continue to pray without ceasing. Because when Daniel was standing for what was right and not popular, when Daniel refused to worship idols, when Daniel fasted, when he still prayed, when Daniel continued to trust, when Daniel continued to hope, even though he could not see or hear anything in the spirit realm, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel continued his ways before the Lord. And because of Daniel's perseverance and because of Daniel's trust in his God, even though 21 days had gone by and there is an absence to his answered prayers, Daniel chapter 10 verses 11 through 13 says this, and I'm paraphrasing again, but the angel of the Lord came again to Daniel and let him know, first of all, Daniel, let me remind you that you are a man that is greatly loved and you have not been ignored. It's just that there has been some things going on that you're not aware of. In other words, Daniel, if you could just pull back the curtain and see what's actually going on in the spiritual world, then maybe you might understand of why these answers are being delayed. They're not denied, they're just delayed. But again, Daniel, while you're praying and you're looking towards heaven, if you could just pull back the curtain and just really see what's going on, maybe you would have some understanding. Because if you could see beyond the visible, you could possibly understand some things and again, understand why of the delay. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world." And again, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Daniel, I had to get Michael, the angel of war, involved because hell itself was trying to prevent your answer from being delivered to you. But Michael was able to prevail for a while so that I could get this answer to you, Daniel. So again, hear me today, ladies and gentlemen. When God has a message, when God has a word for you, when God wants to give you direction, when God has your answer, when God dispatches his angel, his courier, again, it may take 21 days, 21 weeks, 21 years, whatever, but if God wants to get the message to you, ladies and gentlemen, it may take time simply because the enemy doesn't want you to receive that answer. He doesn't want you to hear what thus saith the Lord. Here's the direction that you need. Here's the path I want you to take. Here's my will for your life. Again, let me let you in on a secret. God's angels, his messengers, will deliver your message, whether snow, rain, ice, whatever, even through the darkest, gloomiest times in your life. His messengers are designed to complete their appointed rounds, and they are designed to complete their mission. And that mission is to give you what thus saith the Lord. Proverbs 3:5 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Because if we lean on our own understanding while we're waiting for answers, again, when we are faced with delays, when answered prayers seem to be absent, we can become frustrated, we can become confused, discouraged, and even perhaps become angry. And our hope again will begin to diminish and our faith begins to decrease. But again, I want to tell somebody in this place today, don't give up. I encourage you to just keep on praying. Don't ever give up. Don't lose faith, but just keep praying. Don't lose your hope because your answer was heard and the commandment, your answer, is on its way. Again, perhaps the angel of the Lord has been fighting all hell to get the message to you, but if God has promised it, ladies and gentlemen, it will come to pass. Again, how many answered prayers have been delayed because some people just simply gave up? They lost their hope, they lost their faith, and they quit trusting in the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, we've all been here, but how many times have you went to a prayer closet and you have just out of just frustration, it's like, God, I've been praying. I've been praying fervently, and God, I've got to have answers now. God, we know God knows all things, but sometimes let's just refer to me. Sometimes I get a little carried away. It's like, God, do you even realize what I'm going through? Don't you understand who I am? I've done this. I've done that. I've been faithful. I've been loyal. I've done all of this. God, and you beat your chest. It's like, hey, God, where are you? Why are you hiding your face from me? Why can't I hear your voice? Come on, I've been there. Sometimes maybe your prayer closet at your house doesn't work, and so you come in here before everybody else gets here, or you come on an off night, and you come in here and you try to pray, and you don't feel anything, you don't see anything, you don't hear anything, and you lay on the floor and start using this excuse and that, and you can become frustrated. But I am reminded by His Word that from the very moment I've offered up my prayer, God loves me enough to say, Brent, I love you. I heard your prayer. I've seen your supplication. I've seen you not giving up, and I'm trying to get the answer to you. But all hell has broke loose, and they're fighting against me. The enemy doesn't want that prayer to be answered. He doesn't want you to receive that blessing. He doesn't want you to receive your healing or whatever the case may be that you're praying for. But the key is, you've got to pray without ceasing. Because if I find myself getting frustrated, if I find myself getting angry, then I'm harboring a wrong spirit towards God. I've never ever questioned God in a disrespectful way. I've questioned because lack of understanding. It's like, why God? Not why God? No. There's been times that I've said, why God? And sometimes it's just not right timing. Or again, if you'll just pull back those curtains and look in the spiritual realm and see the fight that the angels of the Lord is trying to fight for you on your behalf, then maybe you'd understand. But let me encourage you again today, whoever you are in this place today, maybe there's more than one, but don't give up on your prayer. If God has promised you something, don't ever lose hope in that. Your answer's coming. And when it arrives, that timing is going to be perfect. And you're going to know it. And you're going to be able to rejoice. You're going to be able to feel something different. You're going to feel liberty. You're going to feel refreshed. You're going to feel restored in the Holy Ghost. And people's going to be able to look at you and say, man, there's something different about her. There's something different about him. Their countenance has changed. Amen. And I just pray that God's dealing with somebody's heart. And this is probably not applicable to everybody in here, and I understand that. Some of you go ahead and just continue your naps. That's fine. But for the rest of us who's been offering up prayers that is in desperate mode, we have a desperation attitude. It's like, God, I've got to have an answer. He says, I'm trying to get it to you. I'm trying to get it to you. And it's coming. Don't ever give up. Some of you have been praying for healing for years, and you don't understand why everybody else can get healed of cancer and all this other stuff. And it's like, God, why? Hey, don't you see the affliction that I'm carrying here? Don't you see what I'm going through? Why do they get their healing and I don't get mine? Come on, I don't raise your hand, but I know there's probably people that's thought that. God, they seem like everything's going right with them. Man, they seem to have peace, and they seem to have this. Man, dude, what's going on? It's me, oh Lord, it's me standing in the knee of prayer. It's not my brother or my sister, it's me. Come on. But you know what? I have a lot of respect for when I know people, and I'm trying to quit, but I have a lot of respect for people who I know personally who may be going through trials. They've been praying for this. They've been praying for that. They're praying for their lost love and praying for this. But when they come in here, I don't see anger on their face. I don't see one of these, oh, woe is me. But what I do see is they still come to the house of the Lord. And they still lift up their hand and say, God, even though I've not got my answer, I will trust you. I will maintain my worship. I'll maintain my trust. And God, I'll never, never stop praying until I get that answer. Some of you have got lost loved ones out there that you've been praying for years. And let me tell you, probably for the 100th time, and I'm sorry to have to repeat this, but when you look at this old boy up here, I was one of those unspoken prayer requests. And I'll never forget that, Autumn. My grandma never gave up on me. God, do you see that little moron? He's my grandson, but he's an idiot. I love him, but man, you've got to get a hold of him. And in her eyes, all she would see was all this carnality and all of this. And probably in her mind, she thought maybe there's no hope. Maybe. I can remember laying in my bed, spending the night with grandma on her pacing that floor. God, stir him. God, touch him. Get a hold of his heart. As a stupid punk teenager, you make fun of grandma for praying. It's like, shut up, grandma. I don't need to hear that. But thank God, through all of that time, she maintained her prayers for me. And here I am today. I'm not much, but I'm here, standing in the house of the Lord. And I feel his presence. So bottom line, let me just encourage somebody. Continue to pray. There's a reason for absent answered prayers. The enemy's just trying to distract you, trying to get you frustrated, because he doesn't want you here. He wants you out there. Amen. Can we just stand all over this house? I trust that God has given somebody encouragement today, and that you have received, or that your hope's been restored. God loves you. He proved that by going to Calvary. He loves you so, so much, even though sometimes we're human. Sometimes we're not consistent. Sometimes we make poor choices. But I think all he does is just, if you'll just do your best, he'll do the rest. And if you'll love him with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind, it's going to be all right. Amen. Lord Jesus, I love you. And I thank you for your word. And Lord, I feel your presence here. I really do. And again, Lord, I trust that you are ministering and touching people's minds and their hearts in this place today. And Lord, again, we may not understand why we haven't heard or seen the answers to our prayers. They're absent. They're delayed, whatever. But God, I make a commitment to you today that I'll not cease praying. And I'll make a commitment to you, Lord, today that I'll maintain my worship and my trust and my praise to you. And Lord, my faith, my hope's going to increase today. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Lord bless you. We'll dismiss here for a few moments. We'll come back at 1 o'clock for our 1 o'clock service.